Okay, hello everyone. My name is Titi Mao. I'm from Redhead. And today my topic is about snapshot, especially for the implementation in OpenShift virtualization, OpenStack, and LibVirt. Actually, I'm a QE from QMU, which is very close to LibVirt. And the main layer productions of our LibVirt is OpenShift virtualization and OpenStack. So I made some investigation here, yeah. And here is today's agenda. So first, what is a snapshot? A snapshot is a point in time representation or copy of data or the state of a system, a software, a disk, a virtual machine, or anything else. And today I'm mainly focused on disk and virtual machine. And actually, snapshot plays a vital role in virtualization, as it is used for data backup and recovery. We know that data is always important for end users. And compared to the traditional data backup, snapshot can do a quicker backup and restore. And about the snapshot, we can also do different snapshots in different points in time. It means that we can restore to any historical vision of our system state. Yeah. So here are some general use cases about snapshot. In our daily work, we majorly hit systems failures or data corruptions. If there have a snapshot, we can use it to do the backup and the disaster recovery. And also, it could be used for testing or developing environment. It means that in our daily testing or in our developing, we may destroy our system during our work. If we have a snapshot, we can make use of it for this scenario too. And also, snapshot can be used for systems upgrade or software updates. If it failed, then we can roll back to the lower version of our system. Yeah. And it could also be used for training or education scenarios. It means that students may make mistakes during their learning. If there is snapshot, we can also make use of it to roll back to the initial state of the system. And it also can be used to customer scenarios, customer issues replication. It means that we can save customer environment as a snapshot, and we can use this snapshot to do the debug. Yeah, it will accelerate the problems solved here. Yeah, and a snapshot can also be used for security incident recovery. In today's network world, malware is everywhere. So if our system is attacked by it, then we can make use of snapshot for this scenario also. Yeah. Okay, from now on, I'll talk about snapshot in that three platforms. First, about snapshot in OpenShift virtualization. Actually, OpenShift virtualization is an add-on for OpenShift container platform. And about the snapshot in OpenShift virtualization, OpenShift provides a robust capability for it, as it extends the base OpenShift snapshot feature to include the guest OS operation, coordination, and multi-disk management. And actually, from user space, there are usually two methods to create the snapshot. First is through the web console, and next is created through the OC command lines with a YAML file. Yeah, and in the YAML file, there is we need to define a virtual machine snapshot, this customer resource definition. Yeah, and the snapshot you open shift virtualization, we can create when the guest is powered on or it is powered off. They are both supported. And when the guest is powered on, we usually recommend you to install guest agent, this software in the guest. The guest engine here is used to freeze file system of the guest. Then it gives time to flash the memory data to the disk before the disk snapshot is created. Yeah, so it's here to guarantee the data consistency here. Okay, actually, the VM snapshot in OpenShift virtualization, it makes use of volume snapshots for VM snapshot, yeah. The VM snapshot here, yeah, VM snapshot is this YAML file. It actually creates corresponding volume snapshots for all the supported volumes in the VM. And actually, volume snapshots, the source of it usually from PVC, persistent volume claim. We all know that the PVC, the real data of the PVC is stored in a PV, persistent volume. And it could be classified into different storage classes based on different storage backends. It is the same for volume snapshot. The real data of volume snapshot is stored in volume snapshot content, this object. And it also could be divided into different volume snapshot classes. Yeah. Okay, let's look at a general data flow for the snapshotting in OpenShift virtualization. Usually there is a user request line to create a volume snapshot. And the request will send to the snapshot controller. This controller is deployed in the control plane of OpenShift. And here it is watching the volume snapshot, this object. Once it detects there is the object, then it will create the corresponding volume snapshot content here, yeah. And there is another component named CSI Snapshotter, which is a sidecar container in CSI driver part. And it's here, it is watching the volume snapshot content, this object. Once it detected it, it will trigger the snapshot to create operations. And actually, based on different storage backends, the issuing command line is different. Like for RBD, it uses RBD snapshot related commands. And for NFS, it uses tar command to issue the snapshot here. And about the host path, for local file, it uses tar command also. And for the block, it uses DD related commands for the snapshot operations. Yeah. Okay. About the snapshot in OpenStack, like in OpenShift virtualization, there is also VM snapshot and volume snapshot. Actually, VM snapshot here is different from OpenShift virtualization. Here, it actually creates the server images volume, server image snapshot. And actually, the image, the snapshot is also saved as an image file in OpenStack. It means that you'd like to restore from this snapshot, you need to relaunch a new instance from the snapshot file. Yeah, and also for data consistency, guest agent is also recommended to be installed before the snapshot is created. Yeah. And for the volume snapshot in OpenStack is similar as the OpenShift virtualization, except the commands here is use OpenShift, OpenStack related commands like OpenStack volume snapshot create, or for the restore it use Cinder related commands. Okay, let's look at the data flow here. And for volume snapshot in OpenStack. Usually, yes, it's the same. There is a user request from user space. The request will be sent to the Cedar component. And first, it will send to Cedar API. It will do some basic checks here. And then it will send to the Cedar scheduler. And for the Cedar scheduler, it will schedule the request to different storage backends. It's just like the OpenShift virtualization. And for the different storage backends here is also the issuing commands is different. Like for RBD, it's the same. It uses RBD related RBD snapshot related commands here. And for NFS, it's different. It uses QMU image, this QMU tools to do the snapshot here. And for the LVM, it uses LV related commands here, yes. And about the VM snapshot in OpenStack, it's different. It's also different for the from the OpenShift virtualization. It does not make use of the volume snapshot in OpenStack. Here is the source code flow. It's mainly implemented in Nova, in OpenShift, in OpenStack Nova, this component, yeah. And also it can divide into live snapshot or code snapshot. About the live snapshot, the data flow first, it uses QMU image create to create a delta disk at first. And then it uses libvirt API block rebase to rebase this delta disk to the root FS file. And then it uses the QMU image convert to convert this delta to the snapshot. After the snapshot file is created, it will delete this delta disk. And about the code snapshot, it just uses the QMU image convert directly to do the data transition. Actually, when I first saw this workflow, I'm confused. Why it not use libvirt snapshot directly? Actually, the workflow here is it's just some libvirt APIs or QMU related commands. Why it not use libvirt snapshot? Actually, the reason here is that the libvirt snapshot from the current release note that libvirt snapshot is not recommended to be used now. Okay, let's look at why it is not recommended to be used. What is the current status of the VM snapshot in libvirt now? The libvirt snapshot now is using internal snapshot. So what is an internal snapshot? Internal snapshot is mean that the snapshot file itself it is saved in the same base image file itself. We can image that the snapshot file and also the base file is merged in the same file. It will be hard to maintain. And actually, this feature is stopped developing in QMU in real level. Yeah, and it is planning to be disabled in the future. And another thing I'd like to highlight that is that the VM snapshot in libvirt is totally different from the VM snapshot in OpenShift virtualization and OpenStack. In OpenShift virtualization or OpenStack, that they're using guest agent to guarantee the data consistency, but in libvirt snapshot, it will includes the complete system's info. It will include the complete memory data and also the disk C info into the snapshot file. So it can guarantee the data consistency here. Yeah. And also for the libvirt snapshot, we can also do a disk-only snapshot here, yeah. And regarding the disadvantage of internal snapshot, libvirt peers is working on external snapshot now. And for the current status is that we can create external snapshot now, but for restore and delete, it is still under developing, and there is an issue to tracking it now. and it is planning to be released in Libvirt 10. And so eventually, when this feature is supported from data consistency perspective, that this could be a perfect option for snapshot. But actually, there is still some limitations for the snapshot, for the VMM snapshot in Libvirt, as it should not suit the storage buckets that well. And the snapshot, the image format of a snapshot file in Libvirt must be QQ2, while this QQ2 is not source for some buckets, like from RBD buckets, from the source, from the official documentation that we learned, QQ2 is not RAM committed over RBD, as there are some performance issues there. Yeah. So, last I'll give a brief RAM summary here, is that in high level, we can divide snapshot into two parts, code and live. For code, it means that the VM is powered off. We can guarantee the data consistency. But actually, more customers may prefer live snapshot, as there are still some other applications is running in the VM. They want to keep it running. They want to keep them running, yeah, while doing snapshot. So about the live snapshot, we can also divide it into disk-only or volume-only snapshot. There is no the memory data. It means that there is, we may hit data inconsistency here. And also, another choice is a VM snapshot, the whole VM snapshot. There's two choices, like in OpenShift virtualization or OpenStack, they make use of guest agent, this component. It is used to but the question here is that it is just quite the file system as much as possible. It also depends on the workloads. It means that if there is a very heavy workload in the VM, there is still data loss, potential data loss here. And another choice is the Libvirt snapshot. It will include the completely memory info in the snapshot file. But as I also told, there is some limitations for the different storage backends here. Yeah. So always based on your requirements or your environment to choose the one suits you best. Okay, I think that's all of my presentation. Thanks for listening. And